We live in a big world with a lot of distractions, a lot of noise, a lot of people seeking edification, acknowledgement. And today I want to tell you that I see you. Welcome to Limitless. Welcome to the Limitless Podcast. So glad that you are here. My name is Alex. I put this together because I believe you are limitless. I believe some of the biggest limits we face are the ones we create, the ones in our own minds, our self-talks, our doubts, our distractions. And I believe when you set your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. Next episode, we're actually going to talk about that statement. You can do anything you set your mind to. What does that actually mean? Because we really can't do anything. So what does it really mean? We'll break it down. How can we use it to get past limits? Today, I want to tell you that I see you. I see the statistics of this podcast, of every episode. I see the analytics. I see the different countries that listen, how many people, how many downloads, numbers. I want to tell you, you listening to this right now, you are not a number to me. I see you. I see your greatness. I see your potential. I see your worth and your value. Every episode I record is for you, for someone like you, not a number, but an individual with greatness inside you and amazing things in your future. I believe in you. I believe in your good ideas. I believe in your past experience and even mistakes can help you. I see your creativity inside you. Those great ideas. I see your power. I see how much you care about your future, about others, about your growth and development. And I want to tell you today, you don't need to prove your worth to anyone. You don't need anyone's approval. You don't need to go on social media and try to get a bunch of likes. You don't need your boss's approval. You don't need my approval. You don't need your parents' approval. You don't have to prove your worth. I see you and I know what it's like to spend years, decades, trying to prove your worth to someone who is never going to see it. And I was reminded of that a couple days ago. Someone I was dealing with was being very nitpicky and finding flaw in everything. And I had to remind the person I was working with that this other person, they're just looking for what's wrong. And when you look for what's wrong, you'll find it. And they're looking for what you're not doing. And when somebody is focused on what you're not doing, you can never do enough. And when you seek approval, you can never do enough. I know what that's like. I also know what it's like when it limits you. And I know what it's like to be set free from those limitations. To say, look, this person's never going to love me or care about me or acknowledge me or see my worth. And that's okay. I know my worth and I know your worth. And today I want to tell you, I see you. Recently, I was working with a gal. She was amazing at what she did. Really good and natural. I learned from her. I paid attention to what she did, how she did it. I didn't want to emulate her, but I did learn some tips from her expertise and experience. So good at what she does. Yet, the more I listened to her and watched her work, I found she was constantly proving herself, talking about her certifications, her degrees, her clients, over and over, her accomplishments, mentioning how many clients she's had. Now, it's one thing, especially in the speaking world, to use your accomplishments to build credibility with an audience. Like me saying, you know, I was having lunch with Oprah one day, and she told me this remarkable quote. Okay. You know, I didn't really have lunch with Oprah, by the way, but I bragged I was having lunch with Oprah and I'm building credibility. But if I talk about Oprah 10 more times in my talk with you, it's going to be annoying. It's not going to add up. I mean, it may very well be true that this person was dealing with Oprah, but it starts to reek of desperation. And here, this gal, super talented, here she was, over and over. She didn't talk about Oprah, but her degrees, her certifications, her accomplishments, how many clients, how much money she made over and over. She's so great at what she does. Yet here was this little hole, this little limitation, something in her conditioning or past, or emotions saying she's inadequate and she has to keep proving herself. She didn't need to prove herself to this group that she was talking to. They looked up to her. Today, I want to reach out to you. I want to reach out to her. Say, I see you. I see your worth. You don't have to prove it. Today, I see you. Some won't see your greatness. Some won't see your potential. Some won't see your worth. That's okay. I see it. One of my greatest mentors, if not my greatest mentor, he walked around listening to people. He saw worth in every single individual. Every single person on the planet. You didn't need a degree. You didn't need a title. You didn't need a certification. You didn't need status. You didn't need money. He saw worth in all. And I think it's great for us to emulate that, for us to copy that and say, we see people. And we all want to be acknowledged. If you want more acknowledgement in your life, genuine acknowledgement, acknowledge the people you run into in your life. Start with the people closest to you, but in everyday life, that person at the store who's checking you out. I don't mean checking you out physically, cashier checking you out. The person that serves you coffee or lunch, that coworker, your family, encourage them. Give them genuine compliments. See them. Catch people doing something right. I had a friend that told me that years ago. Catch people doing something right. I love it. And as you catch people doing right, you encourage people. Giving them compliments, you're acknowledging them, you see the best in them, it's going to come around to you because we all want to be acknowledged. We all need compliments and encouragement. Today, believe in yourself. I see you. Bet on yourself, your skills, your experience, your ability to figure it out. That's what confidence is. Learn from your past, even your mistakes. Don't dwell on them. Take them as experience and a growth mindset. That they're part of who you are, and you're going to learn from them and grow. Push past your doubts, your self-limitations. You don't need to prove yourself, your worth, your value to anybody. I see you. You are limitless, and you are amazing. Believe it. All right, let's get into application. Short message today. I see you. Three pieces of application. Number one, you are packed full of good ideas and creativity. And I know what it's like to tell myself, well, I'm not a creative person. I don't have good ideas. That's crap. You're creative, you're talented, and you're full of good ideas. Will you use some of that creativity? Will you take some action on some of your good ideas or some creative quests? And number two, do something you love to do. Put yourself in position to meet new people or see great people, see the best in others, catch people doing something right. Do more of what you love to do. One of the regrets of the dying is not doing things that made them happy. It's a recent episode I shared on Limitless. It was stop delaying happiness. Do something you love to do. And number three, will you catch somebody doing something right? Will you give them some genuine compliments? Somebody at the store, someone in your family, someone you love, a coworker, somebody. Make it a habit in your life to acknowledge others, to see others, to give genuine compliments, to catch them doing something right, to look for what's right and point it out. It'll always come back to you. It'll find its way back to you. Today, I want to remind you how great you are, how talented you are. I see you and I see your greatness and I see your amazingness and I see that you, my friend, are limitless.